Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Amerinds Podcast, episode 108. It's Wednesday, August 20th, 2008. The reason I'm a day late this week is that I've been looking after Nigel the past couple days. He's been homesick with a bad cold, and I was just kind of looking after him, making sure he was all right. And quite frankly, as I've said before, I don't really like podcasting with somebody else in the house unless they're part of the podcast, because, I just don't like it. And of course, he was too sick to take part himself, so there you go. I'd like to thank everyone who's given me feedback on what I should do with my podcast and videos and such. I've got really quite a lot of feedback on that, I think, and that's the main topic today, which is why I've ironically titled this episode Media Empire. There is no media empire. There will not be any media empire, but I just like being ironic sometimes. But before I start with that, a couple of updates, I suppose. First, the sister update. She's doing increasingly better, thank you. And in other news, I had mentioned the fact that in New Zealand, all cars have to have a warrant of fitness to basically attest to their mechanical, mechanical soundness. Well, as it happens, I had to take Nigel's car in for a warrant of fitness this week. It actually expired today, but I took it in on Monday. And as I was driving up to an appointment, which I'll get to in a minute, there was a police roadblock where they were checking for current warrant and registration, which is like your annual sticker sort of thing for the car. The registration is current till the end of the month, but the warrant was expiring. And as that happens, I was going that day, and I told them that, and I thought to myself, how many times must those cops hear people saying, oh, I'm just going to go later today? But anyway, then I got home, and we got an email from the people telling us that my car, the car that I drive, also needs a new warrant of fitness, but that doesn't expire till the beginning of September. And so I'll wait until then. However, while I was waiting for Nigel's car to be checked, I took a photo of the cars waiting in line to have their warrants done. And I'm going to post that with the show notes for this episode over at amerindspodcast.com. I'm not going to put it on my blog or anything, but if you're curious kind of what it looks like, what the facility looks like anyway, that's it. There's nothing dramatic. I didn't take any photos of the actual inspection being done, but who knows, maybe I will when mine's done. Did you know that in America, you can be detained? I don't know that you can be arrested, but you can be detained by authorities if they see you photographing or videoing in public. It's true. As part of the anti-terrorism moves, if the authorities deem that you are taking photos or videos of something that they think is a potential terrorist target, in their opinion, they can detain you. And that's part of George Bush's legacy, which will hopefully be undone. A slight digression, of course. Monday, I went in for my final post-operative check of my eyes after my intralase custom LASIK eye surgery. And I spell all that out because apparently there are different kinds of LASIK eye surgery. At any rate, I have better than normal vision. It's roughly 20/15 in each eye, one eye slightly better than the other. And if I choose to get reading glasses now, which I frankly don't think I actually need, I can just buy them off the shelf at the store. I don't need to go to an optometrist and get special ones because the eyes are close enough that I can just buy them off the shelf, which is a huge savings, as you can imagine. The only drawbacks, potentially, is that I may need to watch out for cataracts in 10 to 15 years, but I probably would anyway. And of course, these days, they can operate for that sort of thing. It's not like it used to be in the old days. So I'm not really worried about that because I've always had healthy eyes and I look after them. And we shall watch this. But the bottom line is that I went from being, to all intents and purposes, blind to having perfect vision. And I think that's almost as close to miraculous as you can get in this day and age. So now on to the last episode. Well, did I get feedback or did I get feedback? The big question I was asking essentially is, what should I do? Should I include video? Should I not include video? What were people's feelings about the schedule even? And to sum up the reactions in one short phrase, it would be to do whatever I want to do, which is essentially probably what I would do anyway, to be honest. And I do like to get feedback on these sorts of things. And I suppose in a way that my whole asking the question is in some ways giving you some insight into how I operate, because there are times when I do quite frankly overthink things. And Maybe it's because I spend a large part of my day by myself. Well, me and the dog, you might be able to hear in the background running around. But the whole podcasting thing is still kind of new to me in some ways, as a producer as opposed to a listener. So, you know, it's still kind of new territory for me, and also learning how to integrate all of the stuff. Now, I have come to some tentative decisions, which I might as well share. And that's, first of all, about videos. The longer videos that I do probably will get posted to YouTube or somewhere like that rather than put in any kind of video stream. And those will largely be about New Zealand, either things that I like or things that I want to share, places I go in New Zealand, what have you. Because I don't think there's that many places where you can go to get just sort of an average perspective on what life is like in New Zealand, or Auckland in particular. So that's pretty much what that's going to be about. And along the same lines, I'm starting to post more photos of places I've gone, things I see, over on my blog, amrins.blogspot.com. Just the other day, I posted a couple photos from a shopping center not far from here, which is a largely Asian shopping center. It's where I went to pick up some Thai food for lunch. And it's not they're not traumatic photos or anything. But the point is that I want to share more of the kind of everyday things that I see here in Auckland and New Zealand generally. However, I am going to occasionally do shorter video podcasts, which I will put through the normal stream. They're going to be quite short, probably no more than 5 minutes or less, no doubt. And it'll be just on a topic where I want to share something with you, or maybe I want to show you something, because there are times when I can't really explain what I'm talking about without actually showing you. So that kind of thing. And those will just be thrown in from time to time, and they would be in addition to, not in place of, audio podcasts. So those of you who don't want to deal with video podcasts, you won't have to, and you won't miss out on anything either. I suppose technically you will, but I mean, you won't miss out on the audio podcasts. So that's pretty much what I'm going to do. And generally speaking, I'm going to keep to my normal schedule of Tuesdays and Fridays. I'll be posting the episodes on Fridays, even though I may sometimes record them on Thursdays. That's the plan. And as now, there may be times when it's a day later than normal, or there will also, again, be times when I skip them altogether because of whatever's going on. So that's the gist of where I'm at, and I do have some comments about all of this from listeners, but before I do that, I'm going to play a more general comment.
Hey, Arthur, this is Tim Gormall calling, and I'm sitting here with Mary the Sober Girl.
Hi!
And from
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, yeah, where are we? Las Vegas, Nevada, at the New Media Expo. Now, Ms. Mary is from the A Drink to Be Sober podcast. I'm sure that you know who she is, and of course we all know who each other are, but we're just kind of sitting here in the vendor exhibition at lunch on Friday, and we're kind of, you know, just checking stuff out, and we were thinking about some of our other podcasters. We thought we'd give you a call and say how much we love you, and we hope that you are having a grand time, because I know it's, by the time you are listening to this, it is Saturday in New Zealand. It is Friday here.
Yep.
So, anyway, we're looking forward to your next episode, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Tim and Mary. I do indeed know who Mary is. As a matter of fact, we've, been in Archer's Ustream chat room at the same time and various other places at the same time. But thank you very much for calling in. I know that they were both in Las Vegas at the new media thingamabob. I've never been to one of those, so I don't really know about it myself. But Tim posted some video from it, and it looked like they had quite a lot of fun. So thanks again for calling. And now I'm going to move on to the phone messages directly about episode 107. And first up is Eric West from the Beat San Francisco.
Hey, Arthur. It's Eric West in San Francisco. Just listening to your current show. And part of the reason I like listening to your show is the kind of separation that's in there. It's not just American, it's not just New Zealand, it's a little bit of everything. And who cares what day you do it on? That's up to you. Don't ask us. We just get the ability to listen, and that's the great part. Keep up what you're doing, and don't break it all up, and don't worry about the video. I do videos every once in a while as well, and I'll tell you, they're the least downloaded, but I still do them because that's what I want to do. Do what you want to do. Don't worry about it. We'll listen to it, and we'll watch it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Eric. And actually, I do watch Eric's videos as they come down, and I do with other people as well. Tim Carmel and Archer used to, and Chef Mark and QCast and various other people. I'll share where I was coming from with that. I was, of course, a podcast listener long before I was a podcaster, and I was aware when I was downloading large files. It started because I initially subscribed to the video feed for Democracy Now!, and since that's an hour long, they were huge files, and I eventually switched to just the audio version, which, of course, is much smaller. So I was aware of not wanting to put too much, too much strain on people's bandwidth connections, because here, and I know for other people as well, we have a data cap with our plan. And after we go over our data cap, we get charged by the gigabyte. And so I'm aware of the file sizes that I'm uploading, trying to be courteous to listeners because, as I said, I was a listener long before I was a podcaster. And that's really where I was coming from with that. And that's why I was talking about splitting the audio and video. But since video is going to be a pretty small part of the podcast as a podcast, I'm probably going to just leave it in the feed, as I was saying. But next up is that crazy redhead.
Hey, Arthur, this is Ramble Redhead, just calling you yet again. I listened to your latest episode just a second ago, and I thought I would give you my response regarding the what you asked for. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one thing I can say about whether you do your blog or the podcast or your videos or whatever. The only thing I'm going to have to say is, don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. So that's it. It's the Billy Joe song, I Love You Just the Way You Are, Buddy. So do what you got to do. Change your show if you want to, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of work to do one for America, one for New Zealand, one for politics, one for the blog, one for this, one for that. So, you know, just do what you want to do. Because that's what it is, it's your show. And it should do what makes you happy. And I would love to see videos and whatever you can do. So thank you, take care.
And now you see why I called him that crazy redhead. Thank you, Tom, that was very sweet of you. I actually think that I should probably also clear up a slight misconception that I accidentally left people with. And that's that I was thinking about splitting up the podcast. And I wasn't. I was planning on keeping the podcast as is, pretty much. Apart from the political shows with Jason. And it was the blog that I was originally thinking about splitting up, and I'm not going to now. I may still do separate blogs where I post just about New Zealand politics and just about U.S. politics, but they would only be reposts from my main blog. And if I do it, it's just because I want to get attention for that particular subject area, because there's quite a vibrant blogging community in New Zealand dealing with New Zealand politics. But mine tend to get buried, and nobody much notices, to be honest, because it's all mixed in with all this other stuff. And if I want to be part of that vibrant blogging community, it kind of would make sense to split them off. But that doesn't affect the podcast at all, and the podcast will remain as it has been.
Hello, Arthur. This is Ange in BC, and you had asked for input on your last podcast. I think it was number 107. And I would recommend that you shouldn't change a thing. I honestly don't think you should be swayed by any listener's opinions. All the podcasts that we listen to within our realm, our little family, you know, we all listen to the same ones. I really feel it's such a generous thing that you podcasters do, the way you lay out your lives in all their nakedness. And I don't feel that we listeners have any right to say to you to stop doing one thing or start doing another. And what's really interesting to me about this direct media is that we anonymous listeners get to be voyeurs into the intimate details of your lives. And I think that's really endearing, and I think that's why we continue to listen, is because of the honesty and integrity that you bring to your podcasts. So I think you should keep doing what you're doing, and don't change a thing. And thanks for listening to me. Have a good afternoon.
Well, thanks for that, Ange. And if I may, for a moment, translate for my American listeners, Ange is from BC, as in Boy Charles. stands for British Columbia. And if I remember correctly, I think Ange is from the Vancouver area, although I could be wrong about that. And Ange, I actually think, now the CRS may be kicking in here, but I actually think you may be the first Canadian caller I've actually ever had on the podcast. I'm pretty sure. I know that Scotty's rung from Australia, and but I think that you are the first Canadian caller. So where are the other countries? No, seriously, I do appreciate very much, Ange. And I actually think that the one thing you were saying about it being a little podcast family is very on point, because there is a little community between the podcasters and the listeners. I mean, everybody tends to listen to everybody else's, each other's shows, and sometimes comment, sometimes don't, but we're all aware of what each other's doing at least. And we interact with each other, we interact with listeners, with each other's listeners, and it just becomes this big community sort of thing. And I know I've certainly gotten a lot out of it, and I think others have as well. In fact, I'm sure others have as well. And I think it's a lot of fun. But again, thanks for calling. Thanks, everybody, for calling. And now I'm going to go on to emails. And the first one that I received was from Freddie, who said, "Arthur, just my two cents. I feel you should do your show the way that makes you happiest. While there may be many different types of people out there searching for different types of content, you're never going to be able to make everyone happy, except for yourself. Personally, while the odds of me ever living in New Zealand are zero, and the politics don't apply to me, I find them interesting in regards to the fact that I enjoy hearing how other cultures live. It may be Chinese to me, but I feel your listeners, feel like your listeners/readers have the option to just push the back or delete buttons if they don't, if they feel they're not interested in what you're writing slash speaking. So just do what makes you happiest. Just one gay man's opinion." Well, thanks, Freddie. And of course, as I said before, that is what I'm going to do. Next email was from Scotty. He says, "G'day, Arthur. As usual, great to get your latest podcast, though only half arrived because my internet is shaped thanks to my flatmates pirating movies, etc." I actually don't know what shaped means, Scotty, because I haven't heard that expression used here. Maybe you might want to elaborate. Anyway, he says, "Number one, doesn't worry me at all about what days you do, unless it's zero, of course. Two, I don't care if you plonk video in your normal stream. Hello, people can click cancel if they don't want the video to download. Three, I have no tolerance for lazy people, haha. So I think you should do what you want." And that's actually a good point, and Freddie was getting at it too, in a way, and that's that none of us are ever obligated to download and or listen to anything that we don't want. And although I've never stopped a download of a current episode, there have been times when I have stopped a download of one that I've already received, if that makes any sense, because there are occasionally glitches in the system. Tim Carmel had one a few months back, I think it was, with Go Rainbow Radio. It had something, I think he said it had something to do with PodPress. I can't remember. But now I'm going to go over to the comments that were left over on my site. I was going to say, I don't know what to call it. It's sort of a blog, I guess. But anyway, the first commenter was Walt, who said, "Arthur, stop. I think you're overthinking things." See, I said I overthink. Anyway, "Your format, as is perfectly fine. Your fan base knows exactly what you talk about. So if they see you blog about a particular topic they aren't interested in, they know to skip it and come back tomorrow for a topic they do want to read. Personally, I don't think that splintering things down is a good idea. As for the podcast, any recording schedule you pick is fine for me. For people who prefer hearing your shows 3 days apart, you can hold the second show of the week, right? And finally, as for video podcasts, I say keep them in the regular Amarin's feed. For people who don't like video podcasts, they can delete. For lazy people like me, who won't have to do anything, we won't have to do anything extra to get the videos. And if you're doing videos, does that mean we can finally get another Nigel episode? It seems pretty hard to get him to come back for a 30-minute show. Maybe it would be easier to get him for a 10-minute show? Walt." Thank you, Walt. And by the way, I haven't replied to these individually on the website. I'm just going to do it here in the podcast. But I think, quite frankly, it would probably be even harder to get Nigel to agree to being videoed than it would be recorded. And as I've said before, the holdup has been that Nigel wants me to interview him, which means I have to have questions ready. But something has always come up before we've been able to record, and then the questions I had become moot because things have moved on. Although I do have one topic that has remained constant, and when we do finally have a chance to record, it's one of the things we're going to talk about. And I've had other requests for people who want to know things, like about Maori culture, for instance. And if you do have things you want me to ask Nigel, you can. It's probably best to email me at Arthur at amrinspodcast.com and send me those questions, and I'll do my best to try to get him to answer them. And next was Archer, who said, "So glad to hear your sister is doing better. Hope she continues to do well." I agree with Walt. You're overthinking it. Just post when you want, and those who want to listen will listen, and those who want to see videos will watch. However, I do think you should split the two up and keep the videos and podcasts separately, only because that's what I'm doing, and I want you to be one of the cool kids. Well, actually, speaking of being a cool kid, so a long time ago, well, not that long, Archer started doing live feeds on Ustream, which is one of the streaming video sources. And I signed up because at the time I thought you had to in order to be able to take part in the chat room. Maybe you did at first, I can't remember. At any rate, I signed up with them. Well, once you do that, then of course you can start your video channel. And I did that. And those of you who are on Ustream, if you just do a search for Amarins, we'll be able to find it. I did a test with Archer yesterday, yeah. And it works fine. And so at some stage I may do a Ustream thing as well. And, of course, when I do, I'll give plenty of advance warning so anybody who wants to can take part. I don't plan on doing that as a regular thing either. Next up was Big Fatty, who said, just do whatever the hell you want. We'll listen because we like you, not because you had a train wreck. Although, in my case, I'm sure people listen to me to see how much carnage there is after every train wreck. Just don't become a nervous Nelly like Archer. I love Big Fatty. He's tremendous. And next up was Roger Green, who said, "Number one, I agree with everyone else. The big overthink, Arthur. Don't parse the podcast or the blog unless you want to. Two, don't care what days you post. When it's there, it shows up in my iTunes and I listen to it. When you didn't podcast for a week and a half, it was okay. Three, I usually listen at work, so the visuals are not likely something I check out. But I don't think you need to differentiate them. Just label them. It's like you said about the political post. If people are not into it, they'll pass on it. I do, however, think the YouTube link is an intriguing idea. And I probably will do that for longer form videos, but we'll see." And next up was Faith, who said, "Everything is fine. Change nothing. Video of you is good because you are hot." Aw, you're so sweet. If I had something more I would like to know about, it would be your partner Nigel, who I understand is Maori. Tell us more about Maori, how they see gender roles, how your relationship is accepted. I do plan on moving to New Zealand in the next 5 years, and you have been a really big help. Just be yourself. You're an American in New Zealand. Listening to you helps me get the hang of the culture. You really are a treasure, mate. You give me hope that New Zealand isn't a land full of interesting flightless birds and not much else." Well, thank you, Faith. And I can say that there's a lot more going on in New Zealand than just flightless birds. Well, at least most days. But actually, I have received comments and emails over the time that I've been doing this from people who either have moved to New Zealand or who are thinking about moving to New Zealand. And they say that I've been helpful to them, and I'm certainly glad to do that. And next up was Edis, who said, "First, I hope your sister is doing well. Sounds like they had a nasty accident. Second, I'm not a big fan of video casts as they require my full attention. I tend to listen to podcasts at work or while doing something else, like a radio, basically. And I just skip almost all of my podcasts which have video. Regarding ideas for topics, as a non-American, I think an explanation about the difference between the Democratic and the Republican parties would be a good topic." Well, thank you. And that is actually something that I'm hoping to be doing on a political podcast coming up, perhaps the very next one. It'll kind of depend on how much time we've got because, of course, they're saying at the moment that Obama will be naming his vice president on Saturday, his vice presidential candidate on Saturday. And the Democratic convention starts next week, so who knows? But I think it would be a useful thing to go over the real differences between the parties, and not just for non-Americans, but even, I think, for Americans as well, to be reminded of what the difference is between the two parties, not just what we think they are. But we'll see. I will try to work that in, however. So thanks again. And I think what I'll do is I'll read the last comment, the most recent, which was today. It came in today. It's from Anne, who said, "I agree with everyone else. Things are great as is, but if you want to change things because you want to change things, go for it. From the perspective of another American who has adopted New Zealand as home, I find the mix of your topics absolutely perfect. I've learned a lot about my new home from you, and I'm also keeping up, as much as I want to, with goings-on in the U.S. I love the new Friday show with Jason. Whatever you do, your efforts are greatly appreciated. Thank you very much, Anne. And I had said just put a general reply on the blog. I just said, thanks everyone for the feedback. I really appreciate it. Basically, you all reinforced what I was thinking, and sometimes that's all that's needed. So thanks again, and we'll see where this all goes. And that's really essentially where it's at. From your perspective, my perspective, things really aren't changing to speak of. I will occasionally put video into the feed. I will probably eventually put video on YouTube, and I will probably eventually do a Ustream as well, or the equivalent. But that's where it stands. As far as the blog, well, I don't think that's going to change either, to speak of. If I do end up doing some different blogs because I want to call attention to my commentary on New Zealand politics or commentary on U.S. politics, they'll still be on my normal blog. So those of you who do read the blog, you don't need to change anything because you're not going to miss anything. And that's where we stand. And that's, I suppose, the extent of my media empire. And I had mentioned in passing possibly sending PDF booklets in my podcast feed as well. And I may do that occasionally, but I don't think it's going to be anything like a magazine like I suggested, because quite frankly, I think that's too much work. It's more likely to be something like Archie did, just a kind of a photo book of maybe some photos of around Auckland or New Zealand, but probably not anything that I've posted on the blog. So it'll be something different. But we'll see. I may not even do that. Who knows? Now, I did mention the political podcast with Jason, and normally we would be posting on Friday the 29th, and I'd mentioned that before. However, Obama, as I said, is said to be naming his vice presidential candidate on Saturday, and the Democratic convention will be starting next week. So we're probably going to actually record on Monday, and if that's the case, then I'm going to post it on Tuesday. Well, it's Monday your time, Tuesday my time. I should say Monday, American time, because not everybody is in America. I have to sometimes remind myself of that. And so that's, I think, what it's going to be. It's actually going to be on Tuesday of next week. Maybe I just have to check the calendar, which is over my shoulder. And that is 26th. Tuesday the 26th, New Zealand time. But we'll see, because it may actually end up being a bit later, but we'll see. That's the plan. And later this week, the Friday episode, I'm planning to be all about gay marriage, or I should say marriage equality. And the starting point for that is a blog post that Roger Green gave me a link to. And I'm going to be using that sort of as my starting point in my discussion, giving some of my feedback and what I think about it. And of course, again, how it all relates to New Zealand. But before I leave today, I just wanted to share one thing with you that I saw in the news. And that was that there's a new edition, I think it's a new edition, of the Lonely Planet Guide. They're talking about New Zealand, and they said that New Zealand's got to guard its image and all those kinds of things. But one of the things that I thought was really interesting is that they said, they were talking about the New Zealand's national psyche. And they said, this is a quote, it said, New Zealand is like that little guy at school when you're picking rugby teams. Then, when he does get the nod, his sheer determination to prove himself propels him to score a completely unexpected try. When his teammates come to congratulate him, he stares at the ground and mumbles, "It was nothing, eh?" And that is really so much what New Zealand is. It punches way above its weight in world affairs. It tends to be pretty self-effacing and modest, and tends to get a lot of things done as a result. It doesn't try to blow its own horn. It does, as a matter of fact, sometimes I think it's the country is too modest and too self-effacing. But that's the way New Zealand is. And I just saw that the other day, and I wanted to share that with you because I was afraid that I would forget otherwise. But that is it for today's episode, everyone. And I will be back next time with a discussion on marriage equality. Until then, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amerinds Podcast at amerindspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at arthur@amerindspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.